With regard to the migrant crisis, New York City is evicting migrants and Chicago is kind of pivoting, all right? Make sure y'all hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the Patreon, the link is in the description as well as pinned to the top of the chat.
So because of the cold weather, there's been a lot of attention on migrant families who are being evicted from local shelters after 60 days.
All right, Fox 5's Morgan McKay live outside the Roosevelt Hotel in Midtown. And Morgan, both immigration advocates and local politicians are demanding an end to this policy.
Exactly, Stephen, Teresa. As everyone knows, it has been freezing out here, and this new policy that evicts migrant families with children after 60 days has been in place for almost 2 weeks. Now, behind me, you can see the Roosevelt Hotel. This has been serving as a welcome center for newly arriving migrants, and now the reticketing center for migrant families with eviction notices.
Our mayor is a slumlord.
City council members and immigration advocates blasting Mayor Eric Adams and his administration for implementing a policy that evicts migrant families with children after 60 days. If these families cannot find their own housing within that time, they have to return to the Roosevelt Hotel and reapply for shelter. While a similar policy for single adult migrants has been in place for several months, this new recent policy change that now impacts migrant families with children has many, including the city council speaker, pushing back against the mayor.
I urge the mayor to abandon this counterproductive and cruel tactic and instead pursue more sound management.
Last week, the...
Okay, so... I'm not the biggest Eric Adams fan at all. And I know you New Yorkers are generally crazy and their opinions is all across the board. But you know one thing that I really despise about a lot of people, and I see this happening with black women. I'm sorry, ladies, I gotta hold y'all accountable. It just is what it is. I see this happening with black women more than anybody, is they always telling you what you shouldn't do, but they never have a solution for what you should do differently. Listen to what her solution is.
And instead, pursue more sound management.
What the heck is sound management? What is sound management? What is you talking about? And instead, pursue more sound management. What does that look like? Please describe it for me. I think that the only solution that they have, the only solution that these sanctuary cities that's getting all of these migrants have is to join in with Texas in advocating for and helping to protect the borders so that we can have a better solution for migration into this country instead of illegal immigration disguised as asylum seekers. There is no sound management. They're overrun. They cut in the budget. They don't have enough money for schools. Sanitation is going down the drain. You don't have enough police officers. They stand in hotels. They pay in these hotels an exorbitant amount of fees. They spend in billions and millions and billions and hundreds of millions of dollars on continuing to house, shelter. They infiltrating and overtaking your schools. They getting health care coverage. And there is no sound management. They getting these migrants by the busload on a regular basis. They even sending them to New Jersey and letting them catch the train and buying them train tickets to get into New York. And so now you're saying, oh my God, this is so cruel. The cruel thing was you trekking yourself over here, supposedly all of these miles, to come and stay in a city that you know wasn't, you was doing it illegally, but you took your chances anyway. So now we supposed to feel sorry for it instead of addressing it accordingly. They shouldn't be here in the first place. They should not be here in the first place. That's the problem. That's the problem within the black community, is that we keep trying to retrofit everything to make it fit what it is that it's supposed to be in the first place. The core root of the problem is that we're so far away from what we was ordained to be in the first place. And so you should not be having open borders. You should not be having people here illegally. And now you're talking about pursue more sound management. What is sound management? This is why I can't listen. And you know, I'm not a fan of Eric Adams or Mike Johnston or Brandon Johnson or Karen Bass. Get off the microphone. Ma'am, respectfully, take your bangs. Take your Kurt Cobains and get off the microphone. We don't need your help. We don't need your advocating. The only thing that we need you to do is get in line and follow orders. You are not there to be speaking on the microphone. We know you got a little position. You're part of the city council. But we don't need your insight, ma'am. Because if you don't have a real solution, then please put the microphone down. God.
Last week, the administration amended this policy so that pregnant migrants in their third trimester and women with newborn babies will not receive eviction notices until their babies turn 6 months old.
Don't y'all realize that a lot of these people come over here to have children so that they can circumvent what our immigration laws are in the first place? They come over here to have children. Look, they're busting it down for a real one. They coming over here pregnant in your third trimester, getting off of a bus telling me that you navigated through alligator waters and cartels. And now you telling us that we supposed to take care of your baby. You getting free health care. You get to have a kid here. Man, shut this junk down, bro. Good God. Over here having babies and having kids. And then playing on your emotions because you're a woman. And you don't know how to stand for something. And so it's easy to finesse you. They coming over here pregnant. That mean that they was over there and now they over here having children. They coming over pregnant. That mean that they was busting it down for a real one.
In response to the rally, the Adams administration says they've had to make these drastic policy decisions because they're out of room and resources to care for such a large number of migrants, calling again for a federal solution. More than 170,000 migrants have received care since the spring of 2022, and 68,000 migrants are currently being housed by the city. Deputy Speaker Diana Ayala disagreed with the mayor that the city is out of room.
I've been in meetings where I have been told directly that one of the motives for this policy is really to make people uncomfortable enough. So I don't believe that the mayor is being honest.
Advocates also.
This is stupid. This is the dumbest thing that I've ever seen in my entire life, bro.
So say that moving kids around to different shelters disrupts their education, with some kids being forced to bounce around to different schools.
They have not been getting all the help this administration claims they've been giving them. These human beings are being moved from shelter to shelter. Shelter staff have lost their mail and say that since they moved, they had to return their mail to sender.
I'm telling you, the inmates is running the asylum, bro. They got these strong voices. It's dumb. It's dumb. It's the dumbest thing ever. The inmates are running the asylum. Hear me and hear me clearly. The inmates are clearly running the asylum. They're advocating for them now. Advocating.
These are life-changing documents.
Now, according to a recent Siena College poll that came out this morning, more than 80% of New Yorkers say that the recent migrant influx is a serious problem.
Meanwhile, they're standing outside of the Roosevelt Hotel. Promise me that I'll never stay at a Roosevelt Hotel once this migrant crisis is ever over. And then on over in Chicago, let me tell you what's happening there.
I think I'm frustrated with all of it, all the way down from the president.
Uh-oh. What in the booty call is happening here? Oh, man. She got all kind of patterns. Got white, blonde hair. Jesus. Man, I don't even be able to focus on half of the stuff that be happening over here because y'all be putting the wrong people on the, bringing them to the front of the congregation. What in the 90s, what was that called? BAPS? With Holly Berry and the other chick? What in the BAPS is happening here? Jesus.
I'll tell you why. Because the president could have stopped it. This should not be on the backs of the people here and draining our resources.
That's just one of the powerful voices, one black resident in Chicago. Who's had enough of Joe Biden's migrant...
Auntie, you got to do better. Hey, y'all, protect your aunties, man. Protect your aunties.
ISIS.
That's why... Listen, look, before we get this... That's why I don't be believing y'all when y'all be telling me that y'all be having all of these high standards, bro. Because auntie and them... They telling me a different story. I know the women that y'all be talking to is auntie in them. This is what our norm is. This is more normal. And so then y'all be having all these high standards and these expectations. Auntie smoke cools, black and milds, get her hair done every week, get her claws done. Dog, I went and picked up some food the other day. And what was it, early last week? I'm not going to say where because I know some of my people watching me in the city. I went and picked up some food the other day. And a homegirl, she had her hair did and all of that, and whatever. Her hands were so ashy. They were so hard. It was like construction worker hands. And she was the person that was behind the counter. I wanted to tell her so bad, baby girl, you got to get some. You got to get some Crisco for them hands. You got to get some Vaseline. Not some Vaseline, you need to get some Vaseline. You know, when it get that bad, you got to get some Vaseline. It's not Vaseline no more. You got to get some Vaseline for them hands. Honestly, bro, her hands were so hard and ashy, and they were thick. She had thick hands, and it was like protruding a little bit. And I was like, Jesus, what's, you know, you can't. It was so white, and she was so dark. Looked like somebody had threw powder on her hands. Back to the show, y'all.
And she's not alone. Another Chicagoan is telling the Free Press, quote, this is Kata Trust, quote, there's a humanitarian crisis in the black community, but every time we have a need in our community, we're told that there are no funds. There's no money for us.
Now they're suing to stop a local field house from becoming a shelter for illegal migrants. Here now the author of the article, the Free Press staff writer, Olivia Reingold. Olivia, good to see you. Thanks for being with us. So tell us more about what you learned on this issue, on the migrants in Chicago, as part of your story.
Well, first...
y'all chat. Y'all got to stop, bro. I'm trying to get to the show, but... I'm telling you, I'm giving you an accurate description. Man, she was such a big girl. She was such a big girl. She was like the color of chocolate cake, and then her hair was like a red color. And she was big, and she was burly, and she had these big hands. And it was so crazy because I was just like, oh, it looked like if she did like this too fast, that her hands was going to explode or they was going to start bleeding. If she did like this too fast, it was going to explode. I was like, girl, your hands should not be that tough. There's nothing that you can grab that you're not going to tear up. Oh, God. Girl, them hands was weapons. Them girls, them hands was like weapons, seriously. We got to get to the show.
A positive update, which is the city of Chicago. I asked them for comment. They said they have officially backed off of their plans to convert this field house into a migrant shelter. But what did I learn on this story? I learned that these are all lifelong Democrats. You know, I spoke to a former Obama intern, someone who grew up canvassing for the NAACP, pro-reparations voters. And these are people who feel completely betrayed by the Democratic Party and would like to be Democrats, but just cannot get behind what they...
Our streets, our elbows was covered so I couldn't see them.
Stand for these days, especially on immigration?
I want to fully recognize that we are all profoundly pale people. And we're talking about this issue that is impacting the black community.